One child who was celebrating her third birthday is dead after nine refugees were stabbed at an apartment complex in Northwest Boise Saturday night. The suspect had been staying at the apartment complex until late last week when he was asked to move out. He initially left peacefully, but police say he came back with a knife and targeted anyone nearby. James Dawson reports.
It was calm Sunday morning at the Wiley Street Station apartments, but yellow police tape and the nearby flashing lights of police cars are reminders of the grisly scene that unfolded just a few hours before. 12-year-old Ezram Hopta told KIVI-TV he was playing with friends in the late evening light outside his family's apartment Saturday night when he says he saw a man begin to attack some of his neighbors.
When we were outside, he was chasing people and stabbing them. So we went inside the closet.
Hopta and several other children ran inside, locked the door, and called the police. They huddled together until a dispatcher told them a suspect had been caught. Boise Police Chief Bill Bones confirmed that the suspect is 30-year-old Timmy Kinner, who was arrested shortly after the stabbings.
We have no specific evidence at this time to believe that it was a hate crime, based on the specific evidence we have in our hands.
The gruesome stabbing involved the most victims of any single attack in the city's history, according to the Boise Police Department.
This was a brutal crime, not just against the individuals involved, but against the families and the very fabric of our community.
Six children and three adults were hospitalized after the mass stabbing. The victims include a 3-year-old girl, 2 4-year-olds, a 6-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 12-year-old. One child has been flown to Salt Lake City to treat extensive injuries. Identities of the victims were not released, but they are all refugees from Syria, Iraq, and Ethiopia. Again, Chief Bones.
This was an attack against those who are most vulnerable, our children. It's untenable, unconscionable, and is pure evil in my mind.
Bones says the suspect, Timmy Kinner of Los Angeles, had a long criminal history. He's currently facing 15 felony charges, including aggravated battery and injury to a child. Boise has a long history of resettling refugees that dates back decades. Many refugees live in the apartment complex where the stabbing took place. Mayor Dave Beter, whose own grandparents emigrated from the Basque Country, called the attack, quote, a callous act that doesn't reflect the community.
This is a chance to reaffirm who we are and what we stand for, and those values and those commitments are deep and long-lasting, and we'll go forward.
Advocates for refugees are helping families find temporary housing and offering travel assistance for those needing medical care. Megan Schwab is with the International Rescue Committee of Boise.
It is heartbreaking to know that people and children who fled horrors of war and conflict to find safety in America and the Boise community had to experience this violence all over again.
The group is also helping to coordinate a fundraising campaign to help victims' families. Speakers and participants at Sunday's press conference were visibly shaken, including Boise Police Chief Bill Bones.
The crime scene, the faces of the parents struggling, the tears coming down their faces, the faces of the children in the hospital beds will be something that I'll carry with me for the rest of my life, as will every first responder that was there last night.
James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.